If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So are you close with your mom? Do you get along?
Yes. Yeah? Do you know me? I talk to my mom on the phone four times a day.
Four times a day. Okay, so what if you found out your mother was doing the dreaded pop-in and then staying for a whole week?
Oh, yeah. With my mom, there's no... my sister, like, there's no rules there. Like, I would be elated, honestly, if my mom... Especially if my mom lives away, like your mom does. Mm-hmm. I'd be really happy if she just showed up.
Well, I just found out last weekend that my mom is, yes, doing the dreaded pop, and she's coming to Montreal today and then staying all the way till next Wednesday. Apparently, she told my wife this, but she certainly didn't tell me. And Kelly thought that I already knew, so that's why I wasn't informed. So now she's coming... I know she's coming from a good place. We just moved. Here. We've just moved into our new place, but she wants to help us get settled in. She wants to help us unpack. But it's also our first full weekend here. We just want to relax. We want to chill. We want to take in the city, go out to restaurants, go out to bars, stuff like that. But no such luck. So is there any way out of this, or am I just stuck?
So you don't like when people drop in unannounced, no matter who it is?
No, I'm not a fan. No, let's not do that anymore.
Sam, when people drop in unannounced?
Well, first of all, you can't come empty-handed, but you have to come with
You can't come empty-handed?
Well, come on, bring a six-pack at least, and, we can have a couple beers and just chill.
I don't know if she's traveling on the VF with a whole six-pack.
But when you said popping, I thought, someone's casually popping in for an afternoon, a whole week. You need notice for that, because it's incumbent on you now to sort of show her hospitality. She's going to be in the back of your mind, and so it's consuming.
Yeah, it's more than a pop-in. It's a pop-in and stay is what it is.
Yeah, it's your mom, pop-in and stay. The pop-in, where I came from, so common. Even now when I'm home visiting my family, I'll be, getting out of the shower, just, in a towel. And my mom's like, Nicole, come meet my friend Susan.
Oh,
and I'm like, excuse
mom, I'm
me.
Naked.
Yeah, exactly. There's always somebody popping in.
Oh,
it's so
no.
popular there. She lives in a small town. Here, I wouldn't mind if a friend just showed up. I'd actually, it would, in one way, I would quite like it, because it shows that they're comfortable. It shows that they're thinking of you. The only reason the pop-in makes me a little uncomfortable is I'd want everything to be perfect. I'd want it to be clean.
Right.
And I'd like to be able to offer you a snack or, something. I'd just
Hostess with the mostest here.
Yeah, I'd like to be prepared if someone pops in.
But it would have to be a nice surprise too. If it's someone that you see regularly, a pop-in doesn't really have that much of a wow effect. It would have to be someone that you actually miss, because that would be a pleasant surprise.
But haven't you ever had that friend who it's just your house is their house, So they're always around.
They literally take Mikasa su casa literal.
Yeah, it's part of the furniture.
I still only see them once every 6 months, though, So.
So you're okay with the pop-in as long as they bring something.
Absolutely.
Andy, you're saying no to the pop-in.
No. We've it's 2019. We've progressed as a society. Let's let each other know about these things.
A little heads up.
I guess I did have a little bit of heads up, but it was an accidental heads up. My wife just happened to mention it to me because she thought I knew. If she didn't bring it up, I would never have known, and all of a sudden I would have got home from work today and my mother would have been there.
Right. It's not really a pop-in because your mom's not going to come from a different province, have a coffee, and go back, right?
No. So in that case, I'm actually dealing with a pop-in and stay. She's here till next Wednesday, whether I like it or not.
Well, this text says, your own mother is one thing. Imagine your mother-in-law popping in for a week.
Oh, that'd be a long time.
It could always be worse.
Can be tough.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast. It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
We have a stranger walking in the studio right now. They're going to tell us an amazing story, and we have to decide whether they've completely fabricated it or they're here to share an actual story, right?
It's that simple.
Okay, so once again, please introduce yourself and tell us why you're here this morning.
So my name's Alexandru, and I set the record for the longest hoverboard flight.
Okay, the longest hoverboard flight. So I guess the first question is, how long were you hovering on the board?
275 meters.
High?
No, in length.
So how long was that? How long were you actually up there?
It's 1 minute, about 1 minute.
1 minute, and that's never happened before?
At the time, it didn't happen before, no.
What's a hoverboard?
It's something you strap yourself on and you fly with it.
Are you over water when it happens?
You can be over water, but you can also not be over water. But that thing in particular happened over water.
Is that the thing that where the jet comes out and pushes the water down?
There's no
jet. No? Okay.
No.
There's no jet. Where did you get this hoverboard?
I made it.
You made the hoverboard?
Yeah.
Are you an inventor? Have you made other things?
Other things. I worked on other things that we could say are inventive, yes, in the past.
How much do you weigh? Is there a weight limit on the hoverboard?
Yeah.
What's the weight limit?
Right now, it's maybe 75 kilograms.
Okay, I'm out.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm originally from Romania.
Okay.
But I live in Canada right now, in Montreal.
So are you planning another hoverboard adventure? Are you planning to set another record? What's your next project with the hoverboard?
We're pretty much traveling with it all over the world, and we're doing a few shows with it.
Were you one of the first people to build their own hoverboard or something? Is that also?
Yeah, yeah.
You were?
Yeah. When I say I set the record, it means that there was no other record existing before
previous.
That. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Are you in the Guinness Book of World Records?
I don't know if they really put me in. I have to check this.
Are you?
they tell you there. They might put it in. They didn't. I don't know. I didn't check this.
Oh, that would be like calling them up. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we can.
Alexandru, are you a liar?
I don't know.
Okay, so do you let your friends use their hoverboard if they ask?
Yeah, it happened once.
It happened once?
And he didn't break it.
He didn't break it. Do you have to wear a helmet?
Yeah.
What else do you wear?
Motorcycle gear.
Okay.
Right. In the water?
Yeah, well, over water, actually not that much, but... Right. When it's not over water, you wear the motorcycle gear for sure.
Have you ever taken it to work just to go over the Montreal traffic?
Not yet, but actually we're going to do something in Old Fort in the summer.
With your hoverboard that you allegedly made and set a world record with. Yeah. I don't know about this guy. All right, you guys good on the questions?
Yeah,
I think
I'm good.
So.
Yeah. You're confusing us all this morning.
Yeah, I'm more confused now than when we started this thing.
It's partly because of the story, partly because of your spicy attitude. That's
this is a tough one. The texts are about 50-50. I don't know.
A lot of people are saying that he's lying. Someone said they'd tell you if you got in the Guinness Book of World Records. I guess, eventually.
Well, this is a text from Antoinetta. Truth, Romanians have a knack for science and tech. I had no idea, really?
Oh, I'm half Romanian, and I have no science or tech inclinations.
Oh, you're half Romanian.
I am. Okay. Yes. Let's see, we're learning.
You learn new things every day.
This guy's saying he's lying his butt off. He didn't even know what he was talking about at the beginning of the conversation.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your text and for playing around along at 92925. Sam, you guessed first this morning.
Being a bit Romanian myself, I know how deceiving. I'm kidding. You're not a gypsy, are you? Kidding.
I have gypsy friends.
Okay. All right.
Show some respect.
Yeah. Chifach. Okay. So I think you're telling the truth. You're kind of weird in a awkward way. I think you're hiding something that you didn't divulge all the information. You definitely meet the weight limit for the hoverboard, so I'll give you that criteria.
How do you know?
Yeah.
He said 75 kilos.
That's, he's just saying that.
Okay. I could have made up a weight too.
I guess so.
Yeah, no, really. That's I'm sure that this 75 kilograms, it's evidence that I'm saying.
So you're sure.
He's
sure.
Evidence. Clearly evidence.
I like him. I said he was spicy and I like your spiciness.
I think you're crazy enough to do it, and I'm going to say you're telling the truth.
Okay, Alexandru, I'm going to go next this week. I'm bad at this game. You probably came in here thinking I'm going to fool her, but I don't think you fooled me today. I think you're telling the truth, too. Maybe there are certain parts of it, especially if you said you had a big event planned in the Old Port that you're trying to keep close to your heart and not divulge, but you're confident. You've got this sort of I don't want to say cockiness, but cockiness about you that makes me think that you probably did something like this. So I'm going to say you're telling the truth.
Okay, here's my thing. I think you're trying to throw us off the scent by kind of being loosey-goosey on the details, but I think that you know that you're trying to throw us off the scent, so you're trying to throw us off the scent by throwing us off the scent. So I'm going to say that you're a liar. I think you're playing a dangerous game, and I'm calling you on it.
All right, so you've got two votes for telling the truth. Andy says you're lying.
Yeah.
Alexandru, it is officially time. Will you please reveal the honest truth this morning?
It's for real, actually.
It's not.
Come on, you're still lying.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Finally.
I overthought that one totally.
You were one cent of the trail too far.
Finally. So is your hoverboard here?
Yeah, I just landed with it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for parking? Cool.
I don't know. I hope they're not going to give me a ticket. You know how they are around here.
Amazing. So what is coming up in the Old Port? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's for a show called Eureka. We actually participated last time, three years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But hopefully this time is going to be even better.
Congratulations. Right. That's a really cool story. And thank you so much for sharing it with us and for making me a winner finally as well, Alexandru. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
And can I pre-order one now? Is it too early?
Sure.
Sam, you think you can afford a hoverboard?
Not now, but maybe in monthly installments.
First text that came in, wow.
Yeah.
No clue.
A lot of people are shocked. They said just the way he said evidence, it sounded like he was lying. Yeah. And someone said, like, you should definitely check the world record book to see if you're in it at this point, too.
You'd think you want to know that.
And check out some videos on YouTube as well. It's straight out of Back to the Future. I mean, this is, like, really scientific stuff here.
Looks scary.
It does.
Scary. Thank you once again for playing along with To Tell the Truth. We'll do it again next Friday.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.